This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we've been kind of keeping you all up to date about the monkeypox cases. This is a virus that was first detected in the 50s in monkeys, first detected in humans in the 70s, can be transmitted and found. In fact, the last American U.S. outbreak was in prairie dogs. It could be in small animals like prairie dogs, squirrels, rodents. And now we seem to be having this outbreak in humans. And they don't think it was from a human getting scratched or bit by a prairie dog or squirrel or rodent or monkey. We have to keep bringing in monkey because it's called monkeypox, even though we really haven't had much exposure with monkeys and this. But, you know, it's still called monkeypox, so we got to call it the monkeypox. Throw a monkey into the mix, right? But there was now this human-to-human spread that we're finding, a case in Canada. Now three cases being monitored in America, one in New York, one in, was it Massachusetts? Yep, and then Boston, and then one now in Florida. And multiple countries have reported outbreaks. And they think that the source of this might be from a couple of sex raves that happened. Now, it's very, very difficult for me as a radio host that tries to know as much of everything, right? To talk about something like a sex rave because I've never been invited to one. Yeah, I really don't know what a sex rave is. I am assuming it's like a big party and similar to orgy but different. Like maybe there's music in the background. I don't know. If any of you guys know what a sex rave is, please let me know. 1-877. I don't want to go, but I'd like to know so I could adequately journalistically discuss it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But just the idea that there could be a sex rave. I mean, with raves, you worry about drugs and, you know, people getting mono and COVID or whatever. So I could just imagine if something is actually delineated sex rave, there is probably a lot of contact and very, very involved contact. So let me see if we get any more information on this sex rave. So they say there were two of them. Man, to not get an invite twice. You know, I'm not on the list. I'm not popular. I'm not in the in crowd. So a leading advisor to the World Health Organization described the unprecedented outbreak of the rare disease monkeypox in developed countries as a random event that might be explained by risky sexual behavior at two recent mass events in Europe. Dr. David Heyman told the Associated Press, he's formerly headed World Health Organization's Emergencies Department, said the leading theory to explain the spread of the disease was sexual transmission among gay and bisexual men at two raves held in Spain and Belgium. Monkeypox has not previously triggered these outbreaks outside of Africa, even though in 2003 we had a small one due to prairie dogs in America. They say we know monkeypox can spread when there's close contact and the lesions of someone who was infected, and it looks like sexual conduct has now amplified that transmission. They say this is a significant departure from the disease's pattern where it would spread in Central and West Africa and where people were infected by rodents or primates. So to see this means that it has an easier way to spread. So, for example, you know, let's say you're at the rave, and I don't know what you do at the rave, but my guess is, you know, you don't dance like me. So you're at the rave, and you're doing whatever you're supposed to do at the rave, okay? And it's a sex rave, so my guess is you have sex. Well, then, you know, if it's still on your skin, and then you might touch somebody else, you know, okay, that's pretty close contact. But if you're going home, and you're going to another country, And then maybe you sleep with somebody. I mean, is this now a sexually transmitted disease? Is this something that sits? So we're not getting a lot of answers. You know, what we'd like to know is, are all these cases that we're seeing in multiple countries from people who were on the, you know, invite list? I mean, were all these people there or not? There are thus far 90 cases of monkeypox in dozens of countries, including Britain, Spain, Israel, France, Switzerland, the U.S., and Australia. And I think we might have also had a, I think Denmark has also, there's been, Argentina has reported its first case, cases in Germany, new cases in Netherlands, Belgium, Italy. Authorities in Madrid think it could also be a sauna that could be linked to these infections. So this is not that difficult to figure out. If there's 90 cases, ask all 90 of them if they went to the, what would a sex rave be called? The, there'd probably be some very, very, you know, the Iron Man. I don't know what they would call it. Probably some, you know, weird, stupid, sexy name of the party. And you say, you know, did you all go? And if they're like, no, I haven't left this country, then we have something. Then we need to figure out, okay, well, were you exposed to somebody who might have been at the rave? You know, when you do some epidemiological tracing and you try to backstep and go back and try to figure out what backtrace, you know, it seems simple in that, all right, if you were there, okay, it was linked to that. And now all we have to do, now that we know the source, is now try to stop the spread. But we're kind of working with this blindly because we're thinking, well, it looks like, you know, it might be from the sauna or from this or that. But if not every single victim of this monkeypox, and hopefully they all live, you know, some are getting hospitalized, some aren't. But if everybody does live from this, then we need to figure out, are some of these people getting it because of contact with somebody else? And how soon after do you need to have that contact? And so it's not supposed to be very easily spread by respite droplet transmission, but the CDC says it could be. So did, you know, somebody sit on a plane as those six Americans that are being monitored who sat on that person who flew to the UK from Nigeria that ended up testing positive? Are those people at risk because they possibly breathed it in? Now, we aren't thinking that. We're thinking this was sexual contact. This was very close contact. And by the way, I don't get sauna sex. Saunas are very hot. See, I get being cold, you know, wanting to be in the covers and then wanting to warm up. But, you know, when you're in a sauna and everybody's sweaty, and I don't get sex in saunas. But maybe I'm missing something. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, there is a huge Jif peanut butter recall. For those of you guys that have big jars of Jif, looks like a lot of the lots are getting recalled, according to the FDA, because the CDC has reported a multi-state salmonella outbreak linked to it. According to the CDC, there have been 14 illnesses and 2 hospitalizations from salmonella poisoning. This includes Texas, Georgia, Washington, Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Ohio, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, New York, and Massachusetts. The FDA states a J.M. Smucker Company facility located in Lexington, Kentucky, was the likely source of the outbreak. As a result, the company initiated a voluntary recall. So they said the FDA, along with CDC and state and local partners, are investigating a multi-state outbreak of salmonella Senfentenberg infections. Salmonella, as you know, is commonly associated with raw poultry, eggs, That's why when you cook meat, we want you to cook it till the temperature reaches at least 165 degrees prior to cooling and consuming. We also want you to wash your kitchen counters and cookware touched by contaminated foods, salmonella, but it doesn't necessarily have to grow on chicken or eggs. It could grow in dry products, cupboard products. If you remember, University of Georgia researchers found that salmonella could survive on cookies and crackers. And salmonella poisoning includes fever, chills, rash, diarrhea, stomach cramps within 12 to 72 hours after exposure. The illness can last 4 to 7 days. Most people get better, but sometimes you need antibiotics. And according to the CDC, first line for most salmonella infections would be like fluoroquinolones, like Cipro, Levaquin, and azithromycin for children. Ceftriaxone is also an alternative first-line treatment. So it's not something that we want, you know, people to be exposed to just by eating. I mean, my kids love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, so it's a very common food. And I like Jif because it's so easy to take out of the jar. It's like really creamy. They say the CDC's review of epidemiological information indicates that 5 out of 5 people reported consuming peanut butter, and 4 of the 5 people specifically reported consuming different varieties of Jif brand peanut butter prior to becoming ill. So FDA conducted a whole genome sequencing analysis on an environmental sample collected at the Lexington, Kentucky company in 2010. The analysis shows that its 2010 environmental sample matches the strain causing illness in this current outbreak. So now they're going through the recall. So, yeah, I hate bringing these things up, but it's just something that, you know, we kind of need to be aware of because a lot of you, I have some Jif right here in the studio, so I got to throw it out. I'd like to get my money back, but I just don't have the receipt. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I think this is the last week of the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial, and it is going to get probably even more juicy than we know. So the psychologist, Dr. Dave Spiegel, has been, I believe, on the stand, and he is, giving expert testimony. Apparently, there's been some discussion on his ethics. According to the American Psychiatric Association, they say it is unethical for a psychologist to offer professional opinion unless he or she has conducted an examination. What I don't understand, though, but that's part of the Goldwater rule, what I don't understand, though, is how are they then able to do testimony? And this is something you're going to see, you know, today and tomorrow, is as they have the physicians up there, the physicians will do, boy, do they get paid a lot of money. I've done some expert testimony, but I didn't charge as much as they did. Apparently, one of the doctors, he charges $1,000 an hour and $5,000 for testimony in a courtroom. There are doctors that's all they do. They make bucks. I know. You know what? But I love radio. I'm not going to give up radio to do that. But, man. But anyway, so when you do provide expert testimony, you have to, one, be qualified. Then you review the records, and you review the documents, you review the depositions, and then you give an opinion. Those are, you know, part of your expert witness. But the thing is, which is very interesting, and that's what when Amber Heard's team has been now putting up these doctors and psychologists, Johnny Depp's team is, have you ever examined the person? Were you there? Now, most of the time, we're not. Most of the time, we're not there because we are asked after the fact to review what the other doctors did. Same thing with malpractice cases. When you have expert witnesses, they don't necessarily, you know, always examine. I mean, I like to examine the patient if I can. If I can, I like to, and I like to make my own opinion. But a lot of times, if the patient, let's say, has died, you can't examine the patient. All you can do is examine the records. So that's not uncommon. I just can't really comment on the slight difference between the ethical guideline of the Goldwater rule and, So they're going back and forth, and they're trying to explain that they're trying to explain what warning signs were, intimate partner violence they're discussing, you know, and it's so hard. This is a case where as you watch two people who had, looks like a very horrible marriage, I think they were only married maybe 15 months. I mean, it seems like the trial and all of these are going way past longer than the marriage ever was. But, they obviously, loved each other at some point and then seemed to hate each other or resent each other on the other. And love and hate sometimes are very, very close. Hate is not the opposite of love. Apathy is. And so I have no doubt they loved each other at some point, because otherwise, when you don't love somebody, you're just, I don't really care. I really don't even have an opinion anymore. But when you have an opinion, there's that means there's a passion there. That's why for those of you who hate, let's say what's going on in the country, or you hate the president, or you hate the prior president, or whatever, I don't necessarily find that as long as you're not threatening violence, but you having strong opinions means at least you care about the country. You know, when I have people that go, I don't care. You know, they could be staying neutral, but it means they, probably don't care. So the next witness, I believe, is going to be coming on is Kate Moss. And I mean, it's starting to be kind of a circus. But when you look at defamation suits and for the millions of dollars that they're talking, Depp is suing Amber Heard for $50 million. She's countersuing for $100 million. They're going to get some, high-stake people. So Kate Moss is reportedly going to testify in the defamation trial because Amber Heard name-dropped her. And Amber Heard had discussed that she had heard a rumor that Johnny Depp threw Kate Moss down the stairs. So Kate Moss would then be a witness as to did that happen or not. Now, she's currently 48 years old. She dated Johnny Depp in 1994. She's going to take the stand, and I believe she's going to take the stand for Johnny Depp. I don't believe unless Amber Heard's team, unless Amber Heard's team is bringing her up, so then under oath, she could then say if she was thrown down the stairs or not. So it's something that I think has now hijacked a lot of the headlines when there's bigger fish to fry and there's more important things. Maybe some people are looking at the Depp Amber Heard trial as an escape. I find it fascinating because, I've been an expert witness. I'm looking at the medical. I found it fascinating because it looks like I'm undercharging. I am really undercharging for my expert witness fees. But, it'll be interesting to see where this goes. A lot is riding on this, because this is one of the very first public cases that challenges, somebody saying this happened to me and it actually taken to court and going this far. And so if the jury does find that she lied, made up the bruises, accused Johnny Depp of doing something he didn't do, that starts to then change how accusations against domestic violence are taken. Many people are very honest, some aren't. And it's one of those kind of, sad consequences, of our legal system where, if a man is accused of domestic abuse, he is considered guilty until proven innocent. And sadly, there is domestic abuse by both men and women, which is another thing this is bringing up. Do women commit domestic abuse? They do too. So, we'll see what happens. But Kate Moss coming on. I heard maybe James Franco may be coming on. So that's going to be interesting. I don't know. Sorry, guys. I am interested in the case. I know you guys might not be, but I'll give you guys updates as I get them. 1-877-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione. glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that Green Meadow Whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new survey from the Fed Reserve finds Americans were uneasy about the economy even before inflation started soaring. The Fed releasing its annual survey of household economics and decision-making for 2021. Only 24% of respondents thought national economic conditions were good or excellent. That represented a drop from 26% in 2020, the height of the COVID pandemic. The figure was at 50% in 2019. This, as President Biden says, an economic recession isn't inevitable.
Our GDP is going to grow faster than China's for the first time in 40 years. Now, does that mean we don't have problems? We do. We have problems that the rest of the world has.
AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline remains unchanged at $4.59 a gallon. USA Radio News. This is the last week of the Johnny Depp defamation trial in Virginia, and he will reportedly be back on the stand. The Pirates of the Caribbean star already testifying in his case against ex-wife Amber Heard. He says her claims of domestic violence aren't true and have hurt his career. She countersued and spent 2 days testifying as well. Closing arguments are set for Friday. Elon Musk is continuing to have questions about the amount of people actually on Twitter.
Elon Musk suggested that his agreement to purchase Twitter for $44 billion was based on actual followers of the platform. Now that it's been exposed, bots or non-people computers are in a large portion of the platform. His bid should be lowered to match the actual users. If 25% of the users are bots, then the Twitter acquisition deal should cost 25% less.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are still, how many weeks in, very confused as to what had been going on with this liver damage that kids were experiencing, this hepatitis of unknown origin. And they believe, again, the closest thing they still have right now is it's an adenovirus called adenovirus 41. Now, we're not convinced as parents that that's, you know, all of it. That's the whole thing because, you know, we've had adenoviruses and viruses around. Remember they talked about that they thought there might be a dog vector? They've ruled that out. They don't think it's related to a pet. Where that came from is when the UK was studying the hepatitis cases, they found that 70% of the cases had a pet at home. But then 70% of families do have a pet, apparently in the UK. So It was not a working theory that they had expected to come up as being definitive. But we've had kids die of this. And now it's affecting 36 states. The CDC has confirmed the sixth death last week. The outbreak of liver disease has expanded to 180 reported youths across 36 states and territories over the past 7 months. We've been talking about it a lot in the last few weeks, but this has been going on for a while. And then they started linking it. The number of cases increased by 71 in 2 weeks. The CDC said most of these were retrospective patients who may have been ill weeks or months earlier. So the reason why cases are rising may not necessarily mean we have another kid that just got sick or another kid that just got sick. It's when they looked back, you know, parents might be reporting, hey, guys, my child was sick, turned yellow. They were diagnosed with hepatitis. He got better. But do you think this was one of the cases? And then they look at their records going, you know, let's count it. So they said not all cases are recent. Some may actually wind up not being linked to this current investigation. Jay Butler, CDC Deputy Director for Infectious Diseases, said at a briefing that no common exposures or other patterns have been discovered. Lab tests have been conducted to look more closely at the virus genome, you know, other pathogens. They looked at COVID, saw, you know, to see if maybe COVID could have caused it. They didn't think it did. They definitely don't think the vaccine did it because many of these kids didn't get the vaccine. But for me, I think COVID should still be a working theory because we've all been exposed to COVID. And when somebody goes, oh, I've never been exposed to COVID, I have not left the house. I go, really, you haven't left the house in 2.5 years? You didn't go to work? Oh, I went to work, but that's it. Well, then you left the house. I mean, this COVID is all over the place, like a cold would be. It could be serious, deadly serious, and have killed people, but its commonality is, you know, very, its prevalence is similar to what we see with colds, even more so. So, you know, when they say, well, we think this is linked to adenovirus, you know, if the antibodies don't necessarily stay at detectable levels for some of these kids, we have to assume COVID could also be an issue. But right now, the working theory is this adenovirus 41. So, you know, it's a shame, though, that you know, we have, and here's the other reason why it's not case closed. Half of the children have had the adenovirus that were found. So it's a strong lead, but not everybody. So then, is it something else? Are they going down the wrong path with adenovirus? Or are some of these other hepatitis cases from something else? You know, the researchers across the world, they're looking at maybe Tylenol use. You know, during COVID, parents were giving their kids lots of Tylenol. How could that have, you know, caused the child to have, you know, a hepatitis? What we do know is, as I said, it's not vaccine related, and it's not a hepatitis A, B, C, D, or E, one of the viral hepatitises that are out there. So that has been ruled out. So, you know, they're still, like I said, trying to figure this out. We still want to know if did we do harm to our children by having them locked up, by having them, you know, not you know, around other kids, not wearing masks. And I told you, I think it's a huge, I think that's a huge player for any of these. You know, it could maybe with monkeypox, but we altered the way our immune system works. And our immune system works a certain way, you know? And you know your body. So, for example, let's say you eat something and you ate something that just didn't seem right. Your body is going to dump that out. It'll either throw it up or you'll get diarrhea. And your body is going to try to get rid of that. Same thing with if you breathe something in. If you breathe something in, you're going to cough it out. You're going to sneeze it out. And your body already has pre-designed, you know, or learned, you know, from your immunity what it wants to sneeze out, cough out, swell, etc. So when we start covering our body parts and adding extra dimensions like these masks, and dirty masks in our pockets and purses that we stuck on our face. You know, our body wasn't used to that. They're like, why now do I have something dirty on the nose and mouth? And some of you will say, Dr. Dahlia, I used a clean mask each day. Well, I told you guys early on in the pandemic, what we did in medicine was you throw out the mask after each patient. So we didn't use one mask all day. And it was interesting because I was talking to my former residents and students. And they said, you know, I'm like, do you get N95 respirators? This was early on. They go, yes, but they only give us one each day if they have it. If they don't, you reuse it. So, you know, we might have worn masks, but we didn't necessarily wear masks the proper way. So if you breathe on a mask and you talk on a mask, by the time you're finished with the patient, that mask is already compromised. It has the moisture. It has the integrity is not as sharp. Some masks could last a few hours. Some masks don't. But you lose that integrity. And when you're talking about a virus that you don't want to get, then, you know, you're supposed to change out your mask. We don't have enough masks. We didn't have enough masks. So we didn't do that. And then, like I said, many of you took it to the next step. I did as well, where I have a mask in my car. I have a mask in my purse. And I'm like, oh, gosh, man, they need masks. Crap. Everybody's grabbing each other's masks. You know, and I try to give my kids as fresh a one as possible, you know, if I have one. But just give me the mask, quick, I don't care. You know, we put it on, and we walk. That's not what our immune system was expecting. Our immune system wasn't built for that. It wasn't built for you breathing in something that's dirty. It wasn't, you know, or you blocking your breathing. So, yes, if you are going to be in an area that has a high, like, pathogen or chemical count, you're supposed to get the hell out of there. You're not supposed to be there for a long period of time. So you wear a mask temporarily, and you get the hell out of there. Instead, we were wearing masks for 2.5 years. Of course it altered our immune system. You know, that's not something that's normal for the body. That's not something that's in our animal evolutionary instinct. That's not something we were designed to do. So now that, well, the masks are coming off and our immune system's different. It's changed. Now, I mean, you know, it is always variable. It's not always static because you have new viruses and new pathogens that come your way. But the way your body approaches things, you know, is pretty consistent. And when you kind of mess that up and then you in essence, allow viruses or urge them to evolve into working around these mechanisms, we might, you know, be, and as we've seen, we might be developing worse bugs because they can work around things that we used inappropriately. You know how we don't like to misuse antibiotics? We might have misused masks. And so if you overuse masks, you know, is the body going to outsmart it? And is your immune system going to alter? So I believe it does. So, you know, whether that's why we have the hepatitis issues or monkeypox is a stretch, but I think it all plays a part. 1-877-DR-LEE.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800.
and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated?
Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams.
But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one of my listeners' questions was, can a transgender woman breastfeed? So can a biologically male who has transitioned to female breastfeed? And the answer is yes, they can. There have been reports that doctors have been able to, with hormone stimulation and pumping, be able to grow the breast tissue, which men have, into functioning lactating ducts and lactating machinery. So there was an abstract done, a case report done in 2018, where they presented a case of a 30-year-old transgender woman who had been receiving feminizing hormone therapy for the past 6 years, presented to their clinic with the goal of being able to breastfeed her adopted infant. They implemented a regimen of domperidone, estradiol, progesterone. They had to kind of, you have the pituitary and you have prolactin, you have hormones that help make milk. And if they could induce that in the male, and males have that potential, they could then create the ingredients of milk. Then with the breast pumping, be able to help increase supply. They say she was able to achieve sufficient breast milk volume and be the sole source of nourishment for her child for 6 weeks. They say this case illustrates that in some circumstances, modest but functional lactation can be induced in a transgender woman. Making headlines is a woman, this is in Daily Mail, who has been getting criticized online for trying to breastfeed her baby. A transgender woman wrote about her experience on Reddit, and she was really excited that she could breastfeed her newborn daughter, she being a transgender woman. She got a lot of flack online. Her username is Admiral Fisticuffs and explained that she worked with a lactation consultant, took a series of hormone and drugs to grow her breasts and stimulate lactation. She said it has worked successfully, and her daughter has now been feeding from her and her wife. She said, I've been working with a lactation consultant and my GP for several months now to induce lactation, and this last month I've started to actually produce some milk, but it still doesn't feel real. And so the protocol was estrogen and progesterone, then initiate pumping for 10 minutes, 8 times a day, according to her, once overnight. She said use an electric pump, then start domperidone. It's not approved in the U.S. They got this from Canada. She used 10 milligrams every 8 hours for 7 days. Then she increased to 20 if tolerated well. And then, I guess, 6 weeks out, she stopped the estradiol. 4 weeks out, she started using fenugreek and blessed thistle. And then she stopped the domperidone and when the baby arrived, and then the milk started. So I am no, shall we say, endocrinologist in specializing in how to make this happen. But domperidone is a galactagogue, which is something that helps stimulate, breastfeeding. And so, and I don't think it's FDA approved in the U.S., so I'm not sure. So this isn't something that's very, very commonly done, but it is something that has been documented now a few times where a transgender man can, or a transgender woman can breastfeed their baby. Now, another question I had is the breast milk safe? Well, I don't know if they have done head-to-head studies on the breast milk and the, antibodies and the vitamins and stuff, but if breast tissue is breast tissue and hormones are hormones and a woman's hormonal surge during pregnancy and during breastfeeding is mimicked with this artificial induction, we have not had any guidance that it's not safe. Now, if they're taking herbs, we always caution moms with herbs because, again, we don't know if it's getting concentrated, if the child is going to get too much of an herb. Even if the herb might be safe in pregnancy, we don't know what the breast milk could do in terms of concentrating it. And there might be some changes in terms of how a medication, goes through a male and then ends up in the breast milk as opposed to a female. There's a lot of things. This is a very, very new part to medicine. But the moral I want to make here is, and again, somebody wants to breastfeed the child, I all the power to them. I think breastfeeding is fantastic. I think, especially with what's going on with the formula shortage, I love the idea of the nurturing and the love. But the key point to this is as we now have this landscape and this campaign to get young kids to choose who they want to be and how they want to be, and to do so before puberty, so there could be interventions that make the transition easier. I can't stress enough that adult transgender individuals have different attitudes towards what they want their body to do than children, transgenders. And so I think there's a lot of pressure being put, and in fact, we're going to be talking about this later, there's some transgender experts speaking out about this too. And I think a lot of the pushing is not from the transgender community. I think it's from the non-transgender community trying to be woke, saying, look, you know, these kids need to, get to be who they want to be before puberty so then they don't have to deal with the breasts or the large penis and things like that. You know, a lot of individuals will have different desires when they become an adult. They might have different partner desires. They might have different fertility desires. And so if you had asked this transgender female if when she was a young boy, if she wanted to breastfeed, and that boy would be like, oh, heck no, no, no. You can't go back in time, 15 years, 20 years, and think that that child is going to be thinking exactly like you, which means we have to make sure every person has the flexibility and not make a decision that they can't reverse. And that's slowly being a topic that's starting to be entertained, and even transgenders are speaking out about that too, going, look, you know, I wish I had been spoken about to fertility because I, you know, looks like fertility is an option for those of us. You know, I could be a transgender man and carry a baby. You know, these are things that people, now that medicine is advancing, they're like, well, I want that. So if we try to intervene when they're kids and make them commit without parents being involved in the conversation and have them commit so that we can ease their puberty, we can impede their puberty to ease their transition, we are really doing them a disservice if they want to be, after transitioned, still very fertile, or if they want to transition back. And so, you know, this to me means this, what this story does is it shows that we can do amazing things in medicine. We have the ability to, allow a man to breastfeed. We have the science that can, you know, do things. But when you're forcing a child to make a decision about what they want to be when they're 25, 35, 45, 55, I don't think they're ready. And who is going to advocate for the child to have a flexible transition? You know, if they even want to transition, understand what that is. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.